The fact that there are increased costs in Martin's budget come as no surprise. The Board of Education's costs went up by $7 million, or by 3%. The city's operating departments went up by nearly $14 million, or an increase of 7%. There are also unfunded federal mandates to create positions to deal with stormwater. But Martin says more alarming are structural costs, like inefficient government. He says he's not happy about the tax increase, but says it will help them audit departments and deal with long-standing issues.
And fundamentally, what this budget is doing, it says we have to fund city services. We are going to be penalized by those unfunded liabilities and structural costs. But going forward, I intend to stop talking about it and actually try to do something about it.
Martin is also creating a time and attendance manager and reinstating about six other positions. The city plans to bond $30 million for capital projects like street repaving this spring and summer. The budget also increases funding for the Yearwood Center, which nearly closed recently due to financial problems. Kaomi Getz, WSHU News.